Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. You know, you don't know, but I'm beginning to wonder what's really, the boundary and where to draw the line between technology and spirituality, and trying to infuse spirituality into technology. Or is it already naturally there? I really don't know. I mean, a lot of people that I've been here, reading people's comments and whatnot, is that they're worried that AI and technology is, becoming too advanced, and it's going to corrupt everything, and it's going to ruin everything, and it's going to take over, or that it's all going to end and completely go away. I know that my intent with what I wanted to do is not malevolent, it's not malicious, it's not evil, but I don't know if it crosses any lines or boundaries. I don't know what will become of it. I don't know if I'm digging into something that I know nothing of and just going way in over my head. Or perhaps I already have. I'm just not sure. I haven't been very good about uploading the Archangel Fire Oracle because I'm not even sure where those angels are being derived from. I guess if I present it in a fashion where, if I present it in a fashion where I'm not saying that I know the basis or the criteria, I don't know the, I don't know their, I can't think of the word right now. It's a word that means, it's a word that means how reputable they are, and how true and real they are. And I don't want to mislead anybody. I don't want to present something in a fashion that I make it to be true, and then it end up letting them down or have them having false expectations. I know I've gone over this a couple times already, at least to myself. Things have been going decent, but not at the same time. I've got a job and I'm working. And I don't know, the voices keep saying not to work there, not to go there, not to be working there. But I don't listen. And when I get there, a manager says, like, oh, that's not what they're saying, or he thinks I'm misinterpreting what they're saying. I'm trying to make the best of it. I suppose what I should remind myself the most, and anybody who listens, things do get better. Things can always be worse. Things can always be better. That's not quite radical acceptance. It's kind of like, indifference. Anyways, with that, I will say thank you for listening. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, download, whatever it might be, if this podcast interests you. And with that, I'll say thanks and goodbye for now.